WTAW News time is 8:05. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast. Coming up after the news, good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. Two Texas A&M football players have been dismissed from the team. That followed their arrest Tuesday from an armed robbery 2 weeks ago. More from Kevin O'Connor later, more online at WTAW.com. United Way of the Brazos Valley has announced its new president and CEO, the interim leader since January. Allison Prince took over on a permanent basis Tuesday. Board Chairman Doug French says she was selected from a pool of 30 candidates.
We couldn't be more excited. She's been serving as the interim director, CEO role here for the last few months. Almost kind of got a long-term job in interview out of her, if you will. And she just really has impressed myself and the rest of the board, and it was a unanimous decision.
Prince has worked for Regional United Way for 8 years, most recently in the vice president's role. The Bryan School Board has been asked to change the status of 11 buildings as part of a proposed bond issue. One received nearly all the attention during a board workshop this week.
Members of the board and its facilities advisory committee responded to those opposed to closing Stephen F. Austin and consolidating all administration functions to that location. Board member David Stancy says that's enough to shoot down the entire package.
You throw one thing in there that people can latch onto, and if it's not adequately explained, they will vote against it because they said, well, I don't care about the rest of it. They're doing this, and that's stupid. So we got to educate.
Breaking down the $132 million package recommended by the facilities committee, $55 million goes to replacing SFA, expanding the three remaining middle schools and building an addition at Rudder. The committee recommends $24 million for other buildings, including the SFA conversion. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A couple who moved to College Station from California last year were caught stealing and forging blank checks and taking a $400 gift card, all from employees at A&M. One is going to prison. The other has received probation. Last month, 38-year-old Lynn Jackson entered a plea agreement to stealing the checks and gift card from three former co-workers while working as a custodian at the Emerging Technologies Building. She was released from jail and placed on 5 years probation. Last week, a jury convicted 42-year-old Timothy Carter of forging two checks, each for $300. Monday, Brazos County District Judge J.D. Langley sentenced Carter to 10 years in prison. The district attorney's office says it's Carter's fourth trip to prison. A former Bryan resident caught stealing a DVD player 3.5 years ago is headed to prison. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office announced 34-year-old Pedro Rodriguez Jr. was convicted for repeated probation violations and was sentenced to 10 years. Prosecutors say the violations included moving to Brownswood without permission, continued drug use, non-performing community service, and was late in paying court fees. More legal problems in Texas for the ride-sharing services like Uber and Lyft.
Well, first it was the traditional taxi companies that sued. Now a second federal lawsuit filed by three people in wheelchairs, one from San Antonio and two from Houston. They're complaining that the ride-sharing services violate the Americans with Disabilities Act.
We're asking that if they're going to enter the market, that they must comply with the standards required by the ADA.
Attorney Jose Garza says because Uber and Lyft drivers use their own cars, they can't pick people up in wheelchairs, and that violates the ADA. In San Antonio, Michael Board, TSN News.
WTAW News time is 8:09. It's 75 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. Patrick Zeiner, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Just point, click, permit.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, now is the time to register for your 2014-2015 parking permit. Go online to transport.tamu.edu before July 8th and register.
It's fast. It's easy. Just point, click, permit.
Anytime, day or night, log on to transport.tamu.edu. Don't wait. Register for your 2014-2015 parking permit right now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services, moving forward for you.
Let's do some weather. It's 8:10, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
We'll eventually see sunshine develop across the region today. We just have to burn off the morning cloudiness. Temperatures today will climb up to 90 degrees. Tonight, we're fair to start, but clouds may develop overhead overnight. Lows will drop down to 70 to 75. Turning partly to mostly sunny tomorrow, 90. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy. Clouds could develop late, 75. Then developing sunshine on Friday with temperatures close to 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:10. Ann Horton from the Bryan City Council's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, fine. How about if I push that button? Can you hear us?
That's much better. There we go.
Because we got to play Jethro Trivia, and you have to be able to hear the other guy's answers so you can come up with your own answers. It's our oddly little informative quiz about stuff that you need to know.
Okay, so, I'm
ready.
Here
we go. All right. So here's the fat pitch. How many people worldwide weigh too much? How many people worldwide weigh too much? Is it A, 1 billion, B, 2 billion, C, 3 billion, or D, 4 billion? Once again, how many worldwide, how many people are too fat? That's A, 1 billion, B, 2 billion, C, 3 billion, D, 4 billion. Kevin, you're first.
I'm going to say 2 billion people.
Okay.
I think it's about a third, close to that. So, yeah, let's go with 2 billion.
2 billion. Okay, they're all saying 2 billion, Ann.
That
do you think?
Was what I
had. Okay, yep. She had written that down, too. Guess what? Everybody wins today.
Cha-ching!
Yay! Yeehaw! All right, man. No wonder there's so much weight loss stuff going on out there. Good money. All right, so anyhow, the lady member of council is here this morning from the city of Bryan. You doing all right today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, thank you. Hey, let's talk about last week your council voted $1.2 million for the design and construction of a couple of skate parks. I'd like to get your thoughts there.
I think it's really exciting. As I said at the council meeting, I didn't know what a skate park was until we started talking about these things. You know, I'm really showing my age here. But apparently this is something that young people really like to do. And so I think it gives them another option. We do have a couple of areas where they can do that right now, but one of them is just really, well, one for sure, in Williamson Park, and it's just really not up to par anymore. It's been there for a while. Mm-hmm. It needs to be replaced. And so we're looking at putting in a couple more skate parks. And the company that won the award, Gridline Skate Parks, is one of the tops in the field, so we will be excited to see what kind of plans they bring back and show to us.
Sure. Well, you know, kids will try to do whatever they can, and if they don't have proper facilities, then they end up getting into places where they shouldn't be.
Like downtown Bryan.
Yeah, well, or culverts, you know, they do concrete culverts, all that
kind
of stuff.
Any place they
yeah.
can find a smooth surface,
sure.
I think they're going to go for it.
And go for the challenge.
I know that it has been a bit of an issue there in downtown Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
Debbie Jasek, who is with Brazos Glassworks, came and spoke before our council at our last meeting. And told about how there had been some damage done just because the kids had found a good place to use their skateboards.
Sure.
And so this will give them another option. And we're looking forward to having that available for them soon.
And after all, that's what Twitter and texts are all about, so that you can post a really neat place to skateboard. So, yeah, it can become a problem very quickly. Yeah.
One of the things I was really pleased about is the way that we involved young people from the community in selecting or bringing ideas and also helping with the selection process. So that was good to have those people there. They were actually there at the meeting last week. Time and it was good to see them.
Sure.
Young folks getting involved, and we always want to see that.
Happened in College Station, same thing is true. Let's talk about a couple of other things. The county has terminated their agreement with Gundler.
Mm-hmm.
Will the city do the same, and if so, when?
I don't know when. I would assume that's coming, but I don't know when. They have not lived up to the expectations that we had set forth, or not just expectations, but requirements. And so we really don't have any other choice.
Ann Horton joining us this morning from the Bryan City Council. Also, the Brazos County Commissioners addressed the situation where, now these are Robertson County residents, but 19 of them filed suit trying to get the number of hours at which the new access pipe and tube production facility can actually be operating. They want it to happen only between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Do you believe the city is going to take any action there?
I think our attorneys will be taking a look at all of this, but we'll just wait to hear from them and see what their response is to this.
In the meantime, let's see, the Riverstone second reading was also last week. How did you vote on that, and if so,
I voted why? For it.
Okay.
I voted for it. You know, we talked about this the last time I was here.
Right.
And we in the city of Bryan need houses. We have a low inventory, especially in the 2,200 to the 3,000 square foot house. And so I voted for it because I would like to see the people in Riverstone or the developers there build that size house. And I think they're all on board for doing that.
Sure. A little bit bigger than average, and that's the kind of, obviously,
yeah,
you need to have all sorts of areas.
A good family size. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's exactly what we need.
Okay. Also, we now have rolled out the at least the framework of the BISD bond issue. That's going to be $132 million as one member of council. I'd like to get your thoughts there.
I think BISD needs funding. I think this is a good thing. You know, I'm not on the school board, but I am a voter. And I think that that's something that I definitely will be voting for.
Okay. All right. Anything else on your radar screen this morning?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Now's your turn.
It's summertime.
Yes, it is.
And Classic Summer Kickoff is Sunday, June 8th. The Parks and Rec are entering their busy season with the theme Out is In. And they're going to be promoting their outdoor activities of the more than 40 parks and pools. And now, it's really cool. You can go online. You can sign up for anything. Go to briantx.gov. Speaking of briantx.gov, yesterday we rolled out our new website.
Oh, how fun.
It is fun. It's really nice. I'm proud of it. And I invite everybody to go and take a look at briantx.gov.
Okay,
I think it's going to be easier to maneuver, to get around, and so we're excited about that.
All right. Sounds like a good deal. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you. My pleasure.
You bet. Ann Horton here this morning from the City of Bryan. And our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity. Uri is here to talk Bombers baseball in just a minute.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. Uri Gave is here this morning because we're home. The Bombers are home. They opened the season last night. That's kind of fun.
It's been an incredible season so far. What a great start on the field. Great fans. Obviously, it's awesome to be back at Cellucor Field, our new name for the new ballpark. And it's just so much fun. I know we talk about it every time. There's nine innings of baseball that people like, and I'm all about the nine innings of entertainment. And we have so much fun going on tonight. It's Dollar Hot Dogs with thanks to FedStar Credit Union. It's so much Dollar Hot Dogs. Where can you get that? And continuing the fun of this homestand, tomorrow will be Thirsty Thursday with Dollar Beer, Dollar Beer, Dollar Sodas. And this year we added Dollar Margaritas so they don't feel left out.
Okay, well, you wouldn't want to leave anybody out if you could. Yeah, keep from it. Then you finish up the homestand on Friday.
Fireworks extravaganza. We decided to do something so we would be bigger than any other minor league team in the state of Texas, at least for the month of June.
Okay.
We're doing more post-game fireworks than any other minor league baseball team in the state of Texas.
Wow.
So we'll have every weekend there'll be fireworks extravaganza. We asked for a little bit of extra, and this is so we don't have to fight the droughts in July or August.
Right.
We moved them all to June. We're having a lot of fun. So
good.
This Friday, next Friday, the following Friday, June 20th, and then we don't play the last Friday in June. So we said, let's have fireworks on a Saturday. So June 28th will be the last fireworks. So lots of fireworks at the ballpark.
Yeah, smart to move it up to the beginning of the summer so that you don't have the burn ban causing any kind of problem.
Exactly. I mean, you know, it's all about safety, safety first, and we still want to have a great show.
Sure.
So have the fireworks in June.
So you've got a new name. You've got a new sponsor at the ballpark, and my sports guys went to see them, and they got apparently a fantastic facility.
Unbelievable facility. They're a great partner. They are all about health and fitness, and it makes a great fit for their employees to be a part of what we're doing, and a great way for them to get their name out in the community. A lot of people don't know that they're here. Their corporate name is Woodbold International. Their product is called Cellucor. You could find it at Gold's Gym and other locations around town and all around the world. I mean, this is a very large company. They're Inc. 5000 company, and a great place to work. They have chefs there that give you food. They've got a masseuse. They've got a workout facility, a gym, all kinds of great things. And now all their employees get to come to Bombers games at part of their sponsorship.
There you go. Can we peek down the schedule a little bit and talk about some special things that the Bombers may be having coming up during the season?
Yeah, so next week on Thirsty Thursday, with all that dollar sodas and dollar beers and margaritas, we'll also have Reggie the Purple Party Dude. He's a traveling act, an international traveling act.
Okay.
He's coming from Delaware.
And
And he is just a hoot. He's a lot of fun. It's also World Cup night. That's the night the World Cup starts. So we'll have the game there. Coach G from the Aggie women's soccer team will be there throwing out a first pitch. So we'll have a little bit of soccer in between of Reggie, in between, baseball.
That's it. Well, and that's the thing. If people have not been to to a Bombers game. Understand, baseball is certainly part of the attraction, but there is so much more to do and see and be a part of there.
Yeah, we've got a great kids zone for the kids to play, including a live batting experience with a pitching machine there. You can also bat. You can, for the little kids, run on obstacle courses. Great drink specials for the adults, hot dogs, affordable food, and, of course, Smitty on the field with all the entertainment in between the innings. So we got the Dizzy Noodle Race coming back. You've got remote control cars racing through the stands. We'll have some confetti guns. So Kaboom and his friend Bingo the dog will bring out some confetti guns, and they're biodegradable for our environmental friends. So we're going to have a lot. I mean, it's always fun, and to defend a national championship when with this great start we've had, the baseball is incredible as well.
That, you know, when Uri comes in, he never has anything to talk about. The conversation always drags because there's nothing going on.
There's nothing going on. You know, we started talking about June and all these great nights. If we swing all the way back to the end of the season in July, we'll also have another traveling act on July 25th. It's another Friday night. We'll have the Sweet Ride Brothers. This will be their first appearance in the Brazos Valley. We're really excited. It's a, like, they've got this car and this small person and a large person all in cartoons, and it's just... It's a hoot. It's a fun show, and it's been recommended by other minor league teams across the country. And we said, all right, let's book him. And we'll have Aggie Night to wrap up the season. The last Friday night, August 8th, will be Aggie Night, and then hopefully another championship run.
That'd be good. If they want tickets, what's the easiest way?
BVBombers.com. You can actually go on the site, pick the seat, pick the game, all that. Check out online. Print your ticket at home. That's the easiest. And, of course, they can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/BVBombers. Or on Twitter at BV_Bombers.
Okay, the homestand continues tonight as they'll take on the Cane Cutters. Thanks for coming in this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yep. News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Now, if you have real estate problems, I'm one that you can come and see. I'm certified as a commercial real estate lawyer, and so in my career, I have handled just about everything. The other day, I had a client come in, turned out to be a developer. He's developing a small tract of land, and he needed an experienced lawyer to help him draft the earnest money contract for each of the purchasers of his property. I handled everything and got it done within a week at a very low fee. And so he was very pleased with what we were able to achieve. He brought the buyer in. There was no real estate broker involved. And so if you have someone that you know is looking for a real experienced real estate lawyer, have him call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the entire Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyandestatelaw.com.
Companies hire at a slower pace. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. ADP says job growth moderated last month. The payroll processor estimates private sector employers added 179,000 jobs in May, not as many as expected. Hiring in the services sector was much stronger than in the goods-producing sector. The weather gets much of the blame for a bigger-than-expected first-quarter drop in worker productivity at the beginning of the year. The Labor Department says productivity declined at an annual rate of 3.2% in the first quarter. It was the worst showing in 6 years. The nation's trade gap widened in April. The Commerce Department says the deficit grew nearly 7% to $47.25 billion. Imports increased. Exports were down slightly. Walgreens says business improved last month. Sales for drugstores open a year or more were up nearly 4.5% from May of last year. Stock market futures are still lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
If your car broke down right now, could you pay for the repairs? Did you know the average cost to replace a transmission is $2,500 and an air conditioning compressor costs $1,600? Call AutoSave Go today and have your covered repair bills paid for when your vehicle breaks down. If your car has less than 125,000 miles and is 2002 or newer, AutoSave Go offers affordable coverage that can save you thousands in auto repair bills. Coverage pays for parts, labor, diagnostics, taxes, and in most cases, even 24/7 roadside assistance. It's easy to qualify, and unlike other companies, we offer only the best coverage, always at the best price. It is unbeatable. Call AutoSave Go right now for a free, no obligation quote. Mention this radio ad and get free 24-hour roadside assistance with your coverage. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. For your free quote and free roadside assistance, call now. 800-270-3903. That's 800-270-3903. 800-270-3903.
The Dow Jones
Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Today, it's your privacy and personal activity trackers. I'm Digital Pro Kim Komando. More coming up. If you're running a small business, you can't operate at anything less than full speed. That's why you need the world's fastest two-sided inkjet printer, the Epson Workforce Pro. I've got a Workforce Pro in my office here at the Kim Komando Show, and let me tell you, I just love it. This thing is more than just fast. It's amazingly fast, but that's just half the story. You see, Epson also knows that, just like me, you run a tight ship. So the Workforce Pro is budget-friendly, too. To start, the ink is an incredible value. You can save on ink up to 50% versus color laser. But the ink isn't the only place you'll save. Since the Workforce Pro zips out two-sided prints, you can also cut back on paper costs, again, up to 50%. And that's a good deal for Mother Nature, too. Less paper means you're saving those trees, my friends. So do what I did. Put your small business into overdrive and save money, too, with the incredibly fast Epson Workforce Pro. Epson, it's built to perform. Take a look around the tech world and notice a sudden move to track your health. It started in earnest with a whole line of personal activity trackers with names like Fitbit, Garmin's BioFit, the Jawbone, and a host of other gizmos that monitor how much you walk, run, eat, sleep, and, in short, your overall fitness. They're selling like crazy. This week, Apple announced that in partnership with the Mayo Clinic, its new OS for the iPhone and iPad will have built-in technology called HealthKit. HealthKit will watch everything. Your activity level, heart rate, weight, blood pressure, diabetes, and the list goes on. It's all wonderful technology that can save and extend our lives. They're just one tiny issue. All these companies are going to great lengths to assure us that our personal health data will be secure. The question is, do you believe them? Read more about high tech and your personal health and get all the latest breaking tech news updated all the time at Komando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Baby birds and dinosaurs. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Birds evolved from theropod dinosaurs, and according to functional morphologist Ashley Hears of the Royal Veterinary College, baby birds use their tiny wings in ways that may parallel how early winged dinosaurs once used their proto wings.
There's some conceptual similarities between the development of flight and the evolution of flight. If you think about it, in both cases, you start out with an animal that can't fly, and at some point you end up with something that can. And the question is, what's going on in between?
Here says adult birds have feathers that are stiffer and more symmetrical than those of baby birds, which look more like the feathers of fossilized dinosaurs. And she thinks the dinosaurs may have used their wings as baby birds do, to help them run up slopes and slow themselves down when falling.
They're using these proto wings for locomotion, just not for flight.
I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-5050.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner.
Two members of the Texas A&M football team were dismissed after they were arrested for taking part in a drug-related armed robbery 2 weeks ago. 19-year-old Darian Claiborne and 20-year-old Isaiah Golden are jailed in lieu of bonds of $120,000 each. A news release from College Station Police did not reveal what detectives learned that led to obtaining arrest warrants. Claiborne and Golden are accused of participating in a May 23rd armed robbery in the parking lot of the Zone Apartments on Holloman. The victims, three roommates, were arrested for after the holdup on drug charges. One of the three roommates told police they were planning to buy $1,500 of marijuana when they were held up. Another of the roommates was struck in the head. Claiborne was arrested during a traffic stop in Bryan at South College in Waverly. Golden was arrested on the A&M campus. Investigators are asking anyone with information to call police or Crime Stoppers. Additional charges and arrests are possible. Opposition to turning Stephen F. Austin Middle School into a new administration center was discussed at length this week by the Bryan School Board.
Board President Doug Wallenberger says there's misinformation about $15 million spent on SFA since 1938. He says most of that was not in the last 15 years.
In the past 15 years, we've spent about $600,000 on it. So there's no recent updates that have been done on SFA. That's a complete fabrication.
Superintendent Tommy Wallace says this is no different than any bond election he's been associated where there are opponents and supporters.
Until the people that make the final decision, which is you as a board, if you say, yes, we're going to move forward with the board, then the political action committee is started. Then we move the process with the whole thing, and it always starts off with a negative and works its way through. And we will not be complacent this time. We have a very exciting political action committee that is ready to get started.
A 20-member committee recommended spending $55 million to replace SFA, expand the district's three other middle schools, and build an addition at Rudder. Another $24 million would go towards converting SFA and other non-education buildings. Board will vote on the $132 million package next month. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A veteran staff member of the United Way of the Brazos Valley is the agency's new leader. Board President Doug French announced the appointment of interim president and chief executive Allison Prince on a permanent basis.
At the end of the day, it was somewhat of an advantage for us just being more familiar with Allison, but we definitely didn't let that sway our decision. But I think Allison's definitely going to bring some familiarity, and there is an advantage to that. She's familiar with the board and with the agency. She has some experience in working with them, the agencies in particular, even in some different roles with United Way. And then also the staff. She's been leading them and working alongside them for years and years.
Prince joined the regional United Way in 2006 and has spent the last 2.5 years as vice president of community impact. She was selected from a field of 30 candidates. A man who moved to College Station last year from California is going to prison. 42-year-old Timothy Carter was sentenced to 10 years for forging two checks for $300 each, then cashing them at local banks. He and his wife, 38-year-old Lynn Jackson, were arrested in January by A&M police. Carter was convicted last week by a Brazos County District Court jury. His criminal history, according to the district attorney's office, included three stints in California prisons. Jackson, who took the blank checks and a $400 gift card from co-workers at the A&M Emerging Technologies Building, entered a plea agreement where she was placed on probation for 5 years. A Bryan man in prison for crimes in Harris County has admitted to identity theft of a local victim. 30-year-old Miguel Hall was sentenced to 18 months for setting up a cell phone account in January of 2013 using the victim's name, social security number, and address. The district attorney's office reported the victim did not know what happened until she attempted to open a legitimate account with the same company and learned she already had service with five phones. A Bryan man has pleaded guilty to his involvement in a gang-related shooting. 19-year-old Rashad Smith was sentenced to 5 years for his part in the gunfire in March of last year in the Commons area of an apartment complex where two units unrelated to the gang activity were struck. The White House wants to do something about the flood of immigrant children suddenly rushing into Texas. White House Domestic Policy Director Cecilia Munoz says FEMA will assume responsibility for taking control of the kids.
In this role, Administrator Fugit Gage is going to lead and coordinate federal response efforts, humanitarian relief, including housing, care, medical treatment, and transportation to these affected children.
FEMA has to find homes for 1,000 kids a week who are coming into the state, mainly from Central America. More will be brought to a shelter at Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio, and another shelter will be opened in California. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 76 degrees. This Look at News brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. We'll have more news at noon or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A lot of people put off major purchases such as replacement windows because, well, they just don't feel that they can trust whoever's doing the work to do a good job at a fair price. Intercon's the best company in the business replacing or upgrading windows in Bryan College Station and the surrounding area. Now, you may think that a small local company can't compete with a Lowe's or a Sears or a Home Depot, but Intercon can and will. Intercon is strictly a window company, and their employees know a lot about windows, so you can trust them to do a good job while controlling their costs. Intercon's own employees do all the installations. When you call Intercon, they make an appointment to meet you at your home. You don't have to find time to go to a big store or try to find somebody there who can answer your questions, because at Intercon, they all work around your schedule, not theirs. They'll spend as much time as you want. You don't have to be afraid that a salesman is going to put pressure on you either. You usually find that Intercon has done similar work for some of your friends or neighbors, and they want to make sure that you have an opportunity to get all your questions answered and talk to people who can reassure you that Intercon is fully capable and they can do what they need to do with a price that you'll be pleased with. Call Intercon for a pleasant experience and results that you hope for. Call Intercon at 823-3639.
David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange buys, sells, and trades jewelry, diamonds, Rolex watches, gold and silver bullion, and collectible coins. They're in the same location, offering the same great services and selection. They offer the most for your precious gems and metals in any quantity, large or small. Go buy for your no-obligation quote. If you're looking to invest in gold and silver bullion, you'll find the best prices and information at David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Open Monday through Saturday at 313 College Avenue off of University Drive in the IHOP Center next to Harry's in the Stack.
8:37, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Norman G. Tractor, your number one Kubota dealer, and they've been voted best in the Brazos for 11 years. Here's the numbers.
We'll eventually see sunshine develop across the region today. We just have to burn off the morning cloudiness. Temperatures today will climb up to 90 degrees. Tonight, we're fair to start, but clouds may develop overhead overnight. Lows will drop down to 70 to 75. Turning partly to mostly sunny tomorrow, 90. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy. Clouds could develop late, 75, then developing sunshine on Friday with temperatures close to 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Big meeting at the Tesla company yesterday. Elon Musk said he's going to head up the company for at least another 4 or 5 years. This guy's pretty sharp.
Yeah.
Pretty sharp.
Spectacular.
Stockholders are looking for an announcement of a cheaper version of the company's signature car. That's the Model S that retails for $71,000. Not really in everybody's ballpark when it comes to buying a car. At the meeting, Mr. Musk told the stockholders that the third-generation car would likely be out towards the end of 2016. Wall Street Journal also noted that Musk said Tesla might also be looking at the possibility of an electric truck as well.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, which would be a good idea. You know, as we discuss, it doesn't matter what you consume, diesel got it to you.
More than likely.
Yeah. I think
trains or trailers.
I can't think of any way that it doesn't. I mean, just if it's stuff you hold, diesel had something to do to get it there.
If it's on a farm, that's running the implements.
Yep. So it, and again, you know, we have this bucolic little college town, and it's nice to have, but when you start to get into the density of population, it really is a problem, and I understand all that stuff, and so does Mr. Musk, and the deal is, if he can come up with something that really works, if the numbers can work on it, he'll be a richer.
Well, and there are several of them in town now. There's at least three that I know of. So I mean,
you mean Teslas?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, just the whole idea of electric cars. I mean, and making it work. And it's but this dude is. He's pretty.
And he's also going into outer space.
Yeah.
How cool is this guy?
And really, if you care, it's a pretty interesting story because he's from, where's he from? Germany or some England? He's from Europe somewhere. Came over here, and he brought his brother over. And he's one of those guys who just felt like college was a waste of time.
I don't need this.
Don't need to,
what are you going to tell me?
Yeah, exactly. But he came over and he had two projects. He had this electric car, which really didn't work out well at all. And then he had this little spaceship thing, which was really not working at all. And basically he was broke. And within 24 hours, right before Christmas, both of them came in. Both his ships came in within 24 hours. And he got a big contract, and the people who had money in Tesla said, okay, we'll give you some more money. And the rest is history, as they say, because they redesigned the car and they made it a hit. So Anyhow, see how that works. Now, you don't have to look nerdy and wear Google Glass. Thank God, Dianne von Furstenberg or something like that.
That was brilliant.
Yeah, has designed a new range of frames for wearable devices. They'll be sold on high-end at the Net-A-Porter.com and Fashionista.com says the new, more stylish frames will include some sleek sunglasses and pink prescription frames, all stamped with the D, the F of Dianne von Furstenberg. Oh, and by the way, this is the first time that a Google Glass will be sold through a third-party retailer. Goes on sale June 23rd. If you already have the device and you just want some stylish frames to go with it, the frames alone will run between $120 and $225 if you just want to do that. Okay. All right, let's dumb it down a little bit. Florida man under arrest after allegedly repeatedly calling 911 because his wife wouldn't let him enjoy his beer. 49-year-old Carlos Bueno Murr was charged with misuse of the 911 system after he allegedly called seven times over a four-hour period to complain about his wife. West Palm Beach police arrived at his home. He appeared intoxicated and told them that his wife had thrown out his beer. Unfortunately, he called back again a short time later, so the police took him into custody. Quit bothering us. And let's hear it for Raymond Walker.
Woohoo!
All right, Raymond.
Yeah, Raymond, accused of assault and inducing panic after allegedly initiating a fight at the Mount Healthy North Elementary School during the kindergarten graduation.
Mount Healthy. Yes, sir.
The kindergarten graduation. Not even up to high school. Kindergarten. Apparently the brawl took place in the school cafeteria in front of 150 kids. Police say the violence escalated until about 20 people were involved.
20 people?
School was placed on lockdown and eventually evacuated. One witness said, all of a sudden, this rush of people throwing punches coming at me to have something like that happen at a graduation party is pretty pathetic. I don't know. Why don't you Google the Mount Healthy North Elementary School and let's see if we can find it. Because, after all, you don't have a brawl break out during the kindergarten graduation unless somebody has gotten aggravated, annoyed, or scared over something that's going on there. And I can't imagine what would be going on that would be...
that earth-shattering?
Well, that's scary during the graduation because, I mean, it's just little kids, and all you're trying to do is get them to line up in the right order and, you know, come through the little thing and see. So
that's a whole nother thing.
That's right.
Kindergarten graduation.
8:43. Now, stop it. Stop it. Before you know it, we'll be talking about people who write their kids' names on the car in shoe polish. So, okay. Don't do that. So, alive or dead? Did we find anything on this? This either of y'all Google it.
Mount Healthy.
Yeah, Mount.
What am I looking for here?
Mount Healthy.
I pulled up the
school.
Website.
Oh no, I just maybe in the news. Mount Healthy. See why the brawl took place.
Ah,
I just
Mount Healthy Hatchery is the first thing that comes up.
I'm guessing that Mount Healthy didn't put it on their website as to why why they had the brawl during the graduation of the kindergarten. But anyway, in the meantime. Alive or dead? Seems like it'd be pretty easy to figure out, right? Alive or dead? But a court in India is asked to determine whether a famous guru is dead or just in a deep sleep. Yeah, really? No. His Holiness Sri Ashastash Maharaji, who is the founder of some place that none of us know, some religious order, died in January, according to his wife and son. His disciples, however, have refused to let his family take the body to be cremated because they think he's just in a state of deep meditation. So currently, he's located in a commercial freezer, kind of like James Brown was for a while. He'll be safe there until he wakes up. It is worth it to note that the guru, who was or is in his late 70s, has an estimated value of $167 million.
Oh.
Police originally confirmed his death, then the Punjab High Court later dismissed its statement on the basis that his followers cannot be forced to believe he is dead.
Whoa. Holy cats.
According to one follower who wished to remain anonymous, Maharaji is in a deep meditation. He has spent many years mediating in sub-zero temperatures in the Himalayas. Excuse me, meditating. Or he could have been mediating. Meditating. In the sub-zero temperatures in the Himalayas. So there's nothing unusual about him being in this state. He will return to life as soon as he feels he will ensure that his body is preserved until then. In the meantime, obviously his son says that they're keeping control of the financial empire as long as that guy's open. Guy's supposedly alive, put air quotes around alive. So we got that going on for you. Then
he's not dead.
You know, from time to time, we have stories about the oldest person, right? The oldest man, the oldest woman, oldest whatever. Now you may need to actually verify about that situation.
So people are fudging it?
Well, they are fudging it, as a matter of fact. Sogin Kato, on his 111th birthday, apparently was mummified and in his skeleton remains that were lying in his bed. So, in other words, he's been at room temperature for a long time.
He'd been meditating for a while, too.
Matter of fact, as best they can tell, Tokyo's oldest man had been dead for 30 years.
He was 81?
Yeah.
That's not even close.
Gotta be a big deal, right? Well, but here's what happened, you see. Welfare officials had tried to meet Mr. Kato since early this year. But when they went to visit, family members repeatedly chased them away. He doesn't want to see anybody, they said. Well, authorities grew suspicious, sought an investigation by the police, who forced their way into the home on Wednesday of last week. They discovered a mummified body, believed to be Mr. Kato, lying in his bed wearing underwear and pajamas covered in a blanket. Again, 30 years ago. But the family has received about $109,000 in pension payments by Mr. Kato's bank account since his wife died 6 years ago. So they decided they'd have a look into the situation. Just close. Well,
just
no, not even
money.
Close. Again, 81. That's not. It, that doesn't even make the top 50. You know what
I think
I'm
we could round up a handful here locally.
Yeah, you could do that.
I remember the look on our kids' faces when I told them we were going to Schlitterbahn. You'd think I just told them that school was canceled forever. I remember how excited our 10-year-old got when he saw the miles of tube chutes and slides, the waves in the rivers, and thrilling adventures. Our teenage daughter was so excited she even forgot that her cell phone was stashed in a locker. And believe me, that's saying a lot. I remember the whole family sharing tubes and holding on for the ride. That's right. My kids were actually sharing. Even my husband was laughing like a kid again. And that was just when he found out that parking was free. We shared a lot of fun on our family vacation to Schlitterbahn. And I'll hold on to the memories forever.
Hold on to your family and summer fun at Schlitterbahn Water Parks. With unique experiences in New Braunfels, Galveston Island, and South Padre Island, there's something for everyone. Purchase tickets, make resort reservations, and view water park schedules at Schlitterbahn.com.
It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley. If you have not prepared a will in a recent date, that may be the most important gift you can give to your family. You know, it really is unfortunate when something suddenly happens that takes away a loved one. But boy, if you have not planned a current will and have that brought up to date, you must do so. That's probably the finest gift you can give to your family if something like that should happen. The other day, my clients came in and they were getting ready to go on vacation. And they wanted to make sure that their will was prepared so in the event something would happen, they'd be well protected. And that included guardianship for their children, and that was their most important thing that they focused on. If you need a good estate planning lawyer to give you that comfort, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyandestatelaw.com.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room, and we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less, because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, 10 minutes delay. Did we find anything out about the elementary school?
I didn't see anything on
it. Well, the only thing was one other parent assumed that it, or thought she had heard it was about him not being able to see a kid.
Oh, okay. I got you. Okay.
Out of my way.
I didn't find that one.
One of those, okay.
It was deep.
Okay, Lloyd Alter, who is writing in Tree Hugger, asked the question, how many bathrooms do you need in a house?
How many people are in a house?
How many bathrooms do you need in the house?
How many bathrooms can I have?
Yeah, Daniel Kirstenbean crunches the latest census numbers on single-family home construction, finds that not only is average house size up again after a small recession-induced dip, but the number of bedrooms is climbing. Four is now the new three. Most interesting, though, the fact that the number of bathrooms is increasing dramatically to the point where it is pretty much one per bedroom now. Bathrooms are the most expensive rooms in a house, so it used to be standard to have just one, or perhaps one and a powder room. Fancier homes might have had a double sink, okay, or they might have had a toilet in a separate room from the sink and the shower, which adds more options. So there you are. They point out that we are looking at a situation where we will have three plus bathrooms in most houses.
That's an absurd thing to complain about. How many more times are you going to go to the bathroom or take a shower just because you have more?
Well, I've got five bathrooms. Let's use them all today.
He's a tree hugger.
Okay? I know he is, and an idiot. I said it.
Yes, you did, and well, I might say
it again later.
Well, and the thing is, if you look at these big mansions, Mancinians, you know, that they talk about, like such and such, you know, Sean Penn sells his house for $8.5 million or whatever, and it always has more bathrooms than bedrooms, always. I mean, they all do.
Well, think about the square footage.
Yeah.
I've got to go now. I'm not going to run across the house to my one bathroom because I'm saving the earth.
Well, it's because people want to go to Sam's more often, so they can buy the ginormous pack. Just saying. Anyway.
That's ridiculous.
First world problems, though, right?
Yes.
Pretty much would fall within the first room.
If you're not digging a hole in the backyard, it's a first world problem.
Here's another first world problem for you. According to Elle Magazine, plastic surgeons are seeing an increase in requests for hand lifts.
I did a commentary on that about a week ago. It is frightening.
A trend that many reports claim is directly related to the desire for better-looking hands and engagement rings.
Hand selfies.
Now, you know, the hand is a fairly complex thing. It's not, you don't just do a tuck and a fold kind of thing. I mean, if you start getting in there too high, then you're getting into all sorts of tendons. And
women are doing it with just one.
Just one hand?
Just the left hand, because the hand the ring goes on.
Get out of here.
And it lasts for about 9 months.
What do they take? Like, they get injections and stuff? Is that what they're doing?
It just said it was like a facelift. They would tighten things up or add filler where needed, et cetera.
Oh, that's sick. They don't need to be doing that. They just don't. All right, Soap Opera with Swords, our segment's coming up. When do you get finished with the news over there on the other station? Generally.
I wish it was
a little. Oh, it's one of those.
Yeah, 53 or so.
All right. Well, it's 53
now. Oh, well, let's see.
Okay. This is Mark from Sovac City. I was wondering, would you buy a car without test driving it first? I didn't think so. So why would you go to a big box store and buy a vacuum off the shelf when you don't have a clue if it'll work for you or not? At Sovac City, we always let you try it before you buy it. See if it'll work for you before you invest your hard-earned money in it. Give us a chance to show you that we are the vacuum experts. Sovac City and College Station in front of HEB or on Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City. Come on by and see us.
John Deere EasyTrac zero-turn mowers are designed to get the job done, and at Sioux Falls Prater, they're more affordable than you think. Just look at the Z445 with either 48 or 54-inch deck and a 4-year, 300-hour limited warranty. You can now mow with confidence well into the future. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere right for you and take advantage of limited-time offers, or see us online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford. Hour limitations apply and may vary by model. See the limited warranty for new John Deere commercial and consumer equipment at johndeere.com for details.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica-Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about 4 minutes still, so we'll just set that story aside till Patrick finishes his news over there on Peace 107, then we'll be back over to that. If you hate sitting behind a reclined airplane seat, and who doesn't, here's some, I guess, good news. Monarch Airlines says its new ergonomic aircraft seats will not recline. The new seats feature a slimmer, lightweight design that will increase leg room. The decision was made, Monarch says, based on customer feedback. There, the airline says the non-reclining design gives our customers far more living space than traditional seats without the fear of the person in front impinging on their personal space. The new seat designs also feature an innovative tablet holder so flyers can create their own in-flight entertainment system.
Oh.
Which means you'll be touching something that someone else touched. You know, as you slip it in there. If that's what
well, and that's doing. The worst part. Did we learn that? That the seat back little bag thing
one
is
one of
like
the nastiest places there.
On the planet.
Yeah, it is. All right, so fashion cannot stop talking about the mind-blowing episode of Soap Opera with Swords on Sunday. No, not that ending that we'll just stop talking about right now.
You.
Yes, okay. No, the moment that Sansa Stark finally got a makeover. Do you know what the hell I'm talking
yes.
about?
Yes.
Okay. More than a few style websites, including Fashionista.com, recovered from the post-traumatic stress disorder-inducing fight scene. Oh, man. Dissecting Sophie Turner's sultry new look. In one episode, Sansa transforms from a mousy, innocent victim that she's played since she was betrothed to the sadistic, snot-nosed King Joffrey in season 2 Angelina Jolie in Maleficent.
Did you just throw in the snot nose part?
Yeah, I did.
I've
Now that she's paired up with the devious Littlefinger, the black gothic gown Sansa's changed into at the end of the episode is a definite signal that the former Princess Bride might be turning into the evil Queen of Winterfell.
Which is really interesting because that fight scene at the end, they were comparing to the Princess Bride with Inigo Montoya.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and Andre the Giant.
Now, did you just hear all that crap I said?
Yeah,
now, tell
I did.
Me this is not a soap opera.
It's
tell me this is not a soap opera.
I will not.
Okay. I'll have a George R. R. Martin story for you tomorrow that has to do with Song of Ice and Fire. So put that over there. Because I don't want to OD you on this, you know, after all. Sigourney Weaver, you ever seen her? She's about 6'3".
Really?
She's a big girl.
Whoa.
Yep. Sigourney Weaver is interested in an Alien sequel. 64-year-old actress, starred, of course, as Ripley. In 4 Alien films, Alien 1, you know, 1979, Alien, let's make another one, Alien, then there was that one, and then Alien, Everybody Wants More Money, which came out in 1997. Alien and Aliens were honored as the Hero Complex Film Festival over the weekend as she expressed her enthusiasm for a new movie at the event. She said, there's more story to tell.
Well, I've really been enjoying the prequel of Prometheus.
Prometheus was not bad.
Golly, that was good.
Prometheus was not bad. And if you go back and look at the design, you know, that's I think what happened is you saw, well, I don't want to get too geeky, but it was. That's a pretty good movie. And it was a monster like none other. We'd never had a monster like that before. And I think that was one of the things, the entire design of it was, you know, that it was of the vessel, actually. It was pretty cool. All right, let me see. On this date in history, the grocery store chain in Oklahoma City, owned by Sylvan Goldman, put together the first cart. Wheels in a basket on a folding chair. Had we not had a grocery cart, think about how little we would be buying. There would be so many of us who wouldn't be fat because we wouldn't have any way to carry all the food that we wanted to buy out.
So is it a cart or is it a buggy? Though?
Well, I don't know what you'd have to go. Yeah, but because after all, if you'd had no place to put the 27-pack of the Twinkies, then you wouldn't buy them, right? So thank you, Mr. Gold, that's Sylvan Goldman, for making us all fat. It's your fault. 1973, the patent for the ATM was granted. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay. 1989, the Tiananmen Square protests were violently ended in the Chinese capital city of Beijing with the People's Liberation Army soldiers and tanks. And in 1992, speaking of fat, the United States Postal Service announced the results of the nationwide vote on the Elvis Presley stamp, saying that people preferred the younger Elvis. In other words, that would be the thin Elvis rather than the fat Elvis. Just wanted to let you know. Well, I did everything I could, but we ran out of stuff.
We ran out of stuff?
No, we really didn't. No. Anyway.
There's no more stuff?
No.
There's also no more time.
Yeah, WTAW, College Station, Brian.